ja sawal kiye ja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways: on the radio on 1550 AM, then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. I tried it and it really works. Also, if you want to participate on the show, please go to safarikidca.com to register. safarikidca.com. We typically have grades 3 to 6, but we also have special shows where we have second graders and kids in the higher grade. So don't worry about what grade you are. Remember, we'll match you up with very similar grades so that it's a fair show. Today's show is recorded, not live, because I am off on vacation. When you listen to this show, I might be climbing the Qutub Minar in New Delhi or watching the Sound and Light show at India Gate. Since this is not a live show, we will not have the listener challenge questions live on air. Boo! Instead, I will ask a listener challenge question at the end of the show and you will have to answer it via email. I'll explain it all later. With that, let's go over the rules one more time for the kids in the studio. We have three segments and we have 15 questions per segment because we have more time today on three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass. And there's no penalty for passing a question. Today's contestants are Aditi, Naina, and Sachi. They all happen to be in the same class at Warwick Elementary, same grade at Warwick Elementary, not in the same class, but they happen to be close friends. So like our last show, we have another team from Warwick. So I do know that one day when we have an inter-school competition, Warwick will be really well prepared. So if you're thinking that, you know what you need to do? You need to get friends from your own school to come here as a team for some practice so that when we have our inter-school competitions, you're really well prepared. All right, with that, let's go and learn a little bit about our contestants today. Aditi, welcome to the show. Come close to the mic. Say hi.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Aditi and I'm in fifth grade.
You're in fifth grade at Warwick, right? So, Aditi, what did you say when Naina came to you and said, let's go on the show together? Were you nervous?
Yes.
Yeah? So, did you do any preparation?
Yeah, at home.
You prepped for the... Well, let's see how that turns out. Naina, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So, Naina is the one who took the initiative and collected her group of friends so that they could all come on and be on the show together. So, she certainly has some leadership qualities, right, Naina?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it come from bossing your sister around?
No.
No? So, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Naina. I'm in fifth grade and I love soccer.
Okay. So, Naina is a soccer player. And our last contestant today is Sachi. Welcome to the show, Sachi.
Hi.
So tell me about yourself.
My name is Sachi, and I'm in fifth grade at Warwick, and I play basketball.
Oh, you play basketball. Well, this is not a TV show. It's a show on the radio, so you can't see that Sachi indeed is a tall girl. And that makes perfect sense. All right, girls, ready to play?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Remember to keep your mouth close to the mic when you answer. Not otherwise. And the way that works is like this. You're going to buzz if you think you know the answer to the question. Whoever's light buzzes first, lights up first, only that person can answer. Don't blurt out the answer because inadvertently you might be helping another person. So make sure that yours is the light that has buzzed in, that yours is the light that has lit up, and then answer the question. Okay? Got it? All right. Our first category today is words beginning with the letters P-A-T, Pat. All right, ready? Question number one. Remember, buzz in if you think you know the answer. And after buzzing in, you have 5 seconds to answer. One who feels a strong support for his country.
Patriot.
Patriot is right. And Sachi begins her account with 10 points. Question number two. An infectious agent like a virus, bacteria, or fungus. An infectious agent like a virus, bacteria, or fungus. Remember, these are all words that begin with the letters P-A-T. It's a little tricky, so I'll give you some time. In fact, I'll give you a big clue now. The study of infectious diseases is called pathology. So can you tell me what an infectious agent like a virus, bacteria, or fungus is? Blank. It's a pathogen. a pathogen. Okay, oh. Question number 3. A group of police officers or soldiers who are assigned to monitor an area.
Patrol.
Patrol is right. 10 points for Sachi again. Question number 4. The state of being a father. The state of being a father. What is that called? Or when you want to find out who's the father, this is the test you take. Again, remember, letters P-A-T. No? Paternity. Paternity. Question number 5. Another name for the kneecap.
Patella.
Patella is right. 10 points for Nana. Question number 6. Everybody ready on the buzzer? Doctors treat these people.
Patients.
Patient is right. Nana was first. Patient is correct. Question number 7. The road you take.
Pathway.
Okay. Path or pathway is fine. 10 points for Sachi. Question number 8. Slang for very inadequate. He is really, remember, P-A-T. Or she is really...
pathetic.
Pathetic. 10 points. Correct. Question number 9. Those were for Nana. Question number 9. What you can sew on your jeans if there is a tear or rip?
Patch.
Patch is right. And Aditi begins her account with 10 points. Good job. Question number 10. Outdoor space used for dining or recreation?
Patio.
Patio. 10 points for Sachi. 5 more questions. Remember, we have a bumper quiz round. The Supreme Court declared recently that you could not do what with the human gene? You couldn't do this to the human gene. The Supreme Court, it's very much in the news recently. The Supreme Court declared recently you could not do this to the human gene. Like you could do with, say, a new idea for a computer or a new idea for a smartphone. You could do it with those, but...
Patent?
Patent is right. 10 points for Nana. Good job. Question number 12. The Statue of Liberty used to be copper but has now turned green. What is that tarnish called?
Patina.
Patina. Very nice. That was our 12th question. 10 points go to Sachi. Question number 13. A recurring design. A recurring design.
Pattern.
Pattern. Very good. 10 points to Sachi again, who's doing really well in this round. Question number 14. Saint, who's the patron saint of Ireland, after whom a holiday is named?
Patrick.
Patrick is right. 10 points to Nana. And the last question in our words beginning with P-A-T round. Charm that conjures a magical guardian in Harry Potter books. Charm that conjures a magical guardian. What kind of charm is it? In fact, what is that magical guardian called? Ooh, everybody has read Harry Potter and they're kicking themselves for not remembering.
I haven't read Harry Potter.
Charm that conjures a magical guardian. In Harry's case, it's a deer, I believe. Is that right?
Oh, Patronus?
Patronus is right. 10 points to Sachi. You pulled it out of her recessed memory. Well done, well done. Okay, with that, we come to the end of our very first round. Remember, this is a recorded show, so I don't have a listener question on live for you to answer, and I know you're disappointed. But I will have a listener question at the end of the 3 rounds, and you can answer that in the next 30 minutes and still be eligible to win a prize. So don't give up. Keep listening. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
I am.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. That's much better. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya, and I'm here with Aditi, Naina, and Sachi. They're all from Warwick Elementary, 5th grade, and are all friends. So they are really competitive, and it's a lot of fun for them to play this game. So let's see how they're doing in the scores tally. Aditi, how many points do you have?
10.
Aditi has 10 points, and she needs to speak closer to the mic. Okay. Naina, how many points do you have?
50
points. And Sachi, how many points do you have?
70.
Wow. I think the girls certainly did better than the boys last week, right? They answered a lot more questions. So, but let's see. And that was... let's see, what category did we do just now? Words beginning with P-A-T. And our next category is medicine. Medicine. And are we ready? Hands on buzzers. Here's our first question. Thermometers used to be filled with brandy once instead of this toxic element.
Mercury.
Mercury is right. 10 points. Excellent. That's Sachi again. Question number 2. The watery substance located in the mouth is called this.
Saliva.
Saliva. 10 points to Aditi. Good job. Question number 3. One of the causes of blindness in humans is this disease where a person has high blood sugar. One of the causes of blindness in humans is this disease where a person has high blood sugar.
Diabetes.
Diabetes, exactly. Good job. 10 points to Sachi. Question number 4. The invasion of disease-causing organisms into the host's body is called this. The invasion of disease-causing organisms into the host's body is called this. What happens when you have a bacterium enter your body?
Virus.
What happens? No, that's 5 points from Aditi. What happens when you get a virus? What is that called? You have an... Question passes to Sachi. No, you don't have to buzz. Question passes to Sachi.
Pass.
Question passes to Nena.
Pass.
You can answer again. No
infection?
Points.
Infection.
Infection. But you won't get any points for that. Okay, good job. All right, question number 5. This renal organ, part of the urinary system, was the first human organ to be successfully transplanted.
Kidney.
Kidney. Very good. 10 points for Aditi. Question number 6. This famous Renaissance man was believed to be the first to suggest contact lenses to improve vision. He did this in the 1500s, showing what a visionary he was. Among his other inventions was a way to build machines for flight, which also happened many years after he invented that.
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci. Very good. 10 points for Sachi. Question number 7. Gargling with water and what simple kitchen item can reduce the symptoms of a sore throat? Go ahead.
Salt.
Salt. Very good. 10 more points for Sachi, who's doing really well. Question number 8. The name of one of the 4 states of matter is also the name of a component of blood. The name of one of the 4 states of matter is also the name...
Water?
Not a component of blood, no. Question passes to Sachi.
Pass.
Pass.
Plasma. Plasma. 4, remember, that's why I said 4. Okay, question number 9. Emphysema is a disease of which organ of the body? Emphysema. Okay, I'll give you an additional clue. It leads to shortness of breath.
Lungs.
Lungs. 10 points. Good job, Aditi, guessing on that. Question number 10. Cardiology is a study of which organ?
Heart.
Heart. 10 points for Sachi. Good job. Question number 11. A geriatrician looks after the elderly. What is the name of the doctor looking after kids?
Pediatrician.
Pediatrician. 10 points. Good. I think everybody knew that. But Sachi is quicker. Question number 12. The word oncology comes from the Greek word onkos, which means a mass or a tumor. What is oncology the study of? Remember, it comes from the Greek word onkos, meaning mass or a tumor. What is oncology the study of? An uncontrolled growth of a mass or a tumor in your body. What disease is that?
Cancer?
Cancer. 10 points. Good job. Question number 13. All these questions encourage guessing, by the way. So please do guess. Don't wait for the sure answer. This disease, a form of dementia, is named after the German psychiatrist who first described it. This disease, a form of dementia, usually attacking older people, is named after the German psychiatrist who first described it. People become very forgetful. Never mind the name. What is the disease? You probably know the disease more easily, more popularly. It's called Alzheimer's.
Oh, my God.
I knew it
was
a name.
Okay. Question number 14. 2 more questions in the medicine category. And remember, because we have so many questions, it's anybody's game anytime. Question number 14. When our immune system responds badly to something that is normally harmless, we call it this.
Allergy.
Allergy. Very good. 10 more points for Sachi. Question number 15. Removal of a diseased or injured arm or leg is called this.
Amputation.
That would be amputation. Yes, Nena buzzed in first. So, yes, she gets 10 points. And with that, we come to the end of our second round. There are so many coins in front of me, in front of the girls, that I cannot actually calculate. So, we'll have to come back from the break and see who's doing how in the house in the studio. And for our listeners, remember, at the end of our next round, I will be asking the special listener question that you can answer by email to win one of our prizes. Jieja, Saval Kieja.
I am a safari kid. In my preschool days, I learned phonics, numbers, arts and craft, public speaking, reading, and poetry. After school, I do my homework, Vedic math, spelling bee, and robotics. I love safari kids, and I know you will too.
With 11 locations in the Bay Area and 3 locations in Canada, Safari Kids offer customized preschool programs, Smart Cubs science program, and much more. Their after-school programs have chess, computers, Hindi and Spanish learning, and they also provide children with extra Safari Kid packets which are customized according to each child's needs. Do register for the gate and star testing preparation on weekends. Visit safarikidsca.com or call 510-324-1743.
Balam pichkari jo tune mujhe mari to bole re zamana kharab ho gayi mere ang raja jo tera rang छोरी शराबी हो गई
इतना मजा
you know any good preschool and after school program where I can put my kids? Why don't you send them to Safari Kid? My children love it and are very happy there. They are an international school and they have 11 locations in the Bay Area. Right now, my kids are enrolled in their summer camp. They have different options like sports camp, junior scientist camp, young chefs, Lego robotics. Your kids can learn drama, public speaking, creative writing. They offer fun and exciting field trips, art and crafts, and exciting on-site magic show, puppet show, live reptile show, etc. once a week.
Wow, that sounds interesting. But how do I enroll my kids?
Visit safarikidca.com or call them at 510-324-1743. They have a very sweet and cooperative staff.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya and I'm here in the studio with three extremely bright young girls from Warwick Elementary, Aditi, Nena and Sachi. And judging by the stack of coins in front of each of them, they've been doing really well in our last two rounds, which was words beginning with the letters PAT and medicine. And now we're ready for our third round. But before that, let's take a quick look at scores. Aditi, how many points do you have?
30.
Nena, what about you?
70.
That's a lot. Let's see how many Sachi has.
140.
Oh my gosh. Sachi has more than both of the others combined. So that is going to be a hard thing to beat, but possible because we have 15 more questions in our next round, which is the names round. Everybody ready? Okay, hands on buzzers. First question in our names round. This Disney show named Good Luck Blank was recently cancelled. That's Nena.
Charlie
is right. 10 points to her. Question number 2. Who picked a peck of pickled peppers?
Peter.
That would be Nana again.
Peter.
That is not correct. Question
Pepper.
Passes.
Peter Piper.
That's a little late.
But it's Peter.
Peter Piper. Okay, I think we'll give her 5 points because I can't move the thing forward now. 5 points to her. Question number 3. Name of the lead pirate in Pirates of the Caribbean? That would be Aditi.
Jack Sparrow.
That's right. 10 points to Aditi. Name of the South African freedom fighter currently in the hospital for a lung infection. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. Name of the South African freedom fighter currently in the hospital for a lung infection. Very famous, very old. Spent several years in jail and became the president of South Africa after he came out. No. You guys know Peter Piper and Jack Sparrow, but you don't know the name of the South African freedom fighter? It's Nelson Mandela.
I knew his last name, but I didn't know his first name.
You could have gone with the last name. I would have accepted it. Yeah. Question number 5. Dog in the Peanuts comic strip.
Snoopy.
Snoopy. Exactly. 10 points to Sachi. 10 more questions left. This famous actor of the Mission Impossible movies was born Thomas Mapother.
Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. He was born Thomas Mapother the IV. Okay. Question number 7. The anagram of this former U.S. president's name is He Bugs Gore. Appropriate since he won the first term against Al Gore. The anagram of this former U.S. president's name is He Bugs Gore. Appropriate since he won his first term against Al Gore. Who won against Al Gore? And his anagram is He Bugs Gore. Pick your time. Take your time. Figure it out. How many U.S. presidents' names do you know anyway?
Three.
Has to be one of them. Right? He Bugs Gore, which is George Bush. George Washington. Okay. Question number 8. This leader of the Nazi party was responsible for the breakout of the Second World War.
Hitler,
right. 10 points to Sachi. Question number 9. Actor and singer Miley Cyrus was famous for her eponymous role.
Hannah Montana
in this TV serial. Question number 10. Joe, Nick and Kevin make up this band of musical brothers. That
Jonas
would be Nana.
Jonas Brothers.
Question number 11. Norval Rogers is the owner of Scooby-Doo. What's he popularly known as? Norval Rogers is the owner of Scooby-Doo. In the animated series, what is he popularly known as?
Freddy.
No, that is not correct. 5 points from Sachi. Question passes to Nana.
Is it Shaggy?
Shaggy is right. 5 points to Nana. Question number 12. Famous animator who created Mickey Mouse. That would be Aditi.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. 10 points. Question number 13. Three more questions. This Jamaican sprinter is widely regarded as the fastest man.
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt. 10 points to Sachi, who was fast on the draw. Fastest on the draw in this time would be Sachi. Question number 14. The name of Harry Potter's owl. That would be Nena.
Hedwig.
Hedwig is right. 10 points to her. And our very last question in the names round, and therefore the very last question of this episode. Name of Superman's alter ego. What is Superman's alter ego? What is a mild-mannered Superman's name?
Oh.
The name of... There's a movie going on right now, which is why I picked this question. It's all in the news, because there is a movie running right... Well, right when this show was recorded. Not Batman or Iron Man. Superman. Superman's alter ego. I can't believe the girls don't know this.
The guys are supposed to know this one.
The guys are supposed to know this one. It's Clark Kent.
Oh,
Clark
my God.
Kent. Clark Kent. All right, with that, we come to the end of this episode. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll find out our winners and also check out the listener question. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. I'm your host Vidya, here with our champion players Aditi, Naina and Sachi, who have done so well in our quiz today. They've got massive points. So let's see who the winner today was. And let's go for the first. Aditi, how many points do you have?
50
points. That, you know, in a regular episode, that would actually be very, very respectable, but today was not a regular episode. Naina, how many points do you have?
110.
In any other episode, that would be a winning score, but let's see how many Sachi has.
185.
That is a record score. Of course, we should keep in mind that you have got 15 questions in each episode as compared to the 10 that our contestants usually have, but that's still a very, very high score. So congratulations, Sachi. Let's all give it a big round of applause. And so these girls were all from Warwick Elementary. And if you remember, last week we had all the boys from Warwick Elementary. So I have asked the girls if they would like to go up against the boys in a girls versus boys episode one day in the future. What about it, girls?
Definitely.
You think you'd beat them hollow?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are very excited about planning that show, and I will definitely let you know when that's going to happen, because I really want to know who's going to win, the girls versus the boys. Obviously, I'm going to be cheering for the girls, and Michael here is probably going to be cheering for the boys, so we'll see how that goes. Now we come to our listener question. Remember, today's show was recorded, so unfortunately, I can't take questions in the studio, but I do want to give out a prize. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask a listener question. And then, as soon as I'm done, you will have 30 minutes to contact me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com. And answer the question. From all the people who have answered the question correctly, we'll pick a winner and we'll let everybody know, and we'll send off the present or the prize to the winner. Okay, so here's a listener question. Remember, it may be easy, but you need to be fast in getting to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Here's a listener question. What is the name of the teacher in the Magic School Bus series? What is the name of the teacher in the Magic School Bus series? Your time starts now. With that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jieja, Sawal Kieja!